For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. To help us survive, during the day our brains create memories that are later consolidated and adapted during rapid eye movement or REM sleep at night. But if a trauma occurs, sometimes the brain is stopped from being able to do this, which can eventually lead to post-traumatic stress disorder. Recently, a trauma recovery network made up of therapists specializing in a technique to prevent PTSD from developing was created in the North State to help victims of the car fire. I talked to Penny Suhignal, the coordinator of this network, who told me more about how EMDR therapy works.
We have an individual come in and we have them tell us about the original trauma, and we go through a technique that is using eye movement. And that's what EMDR stands for, eye movement desensitization reprocessing. And by initiating eye movement through our hands going back and forth or headphones on with bilateral stimulation of the brain or tapping, it initiates the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps them be calmer while they're going through the process. And then it actually takes the aspects of memory of that trauma, image, knowledge, thoughts, sense of self, emotions, body sensations. It lights up all those aspects of memory in the brain, brings those aspects together to the hippocampus, consolidates the memory together, and then adapts it. So we're initiating the natural process that a person's brain goes through at night. And by doing that, they don't end up with PTSD, and they leave just amazed at how much better they feel, and they don't get traumatized anymore. So in other words, what I mean, take a fire victim, a car fire victim, the sound of a fire engine. That sound of that fire engine causes all those aspects of memory around the original trauma to light up in the brain, and they get what they could feel like would be like a panic attack. It's a response. And it is very difficult for them to stay in the here and now. They really are in the here and now, but they feel like they're back in the fire. And it sometimes takes a few days for that feeling to resolve. What we do is we get rid of that response. And they're able to then think about the fire and not have that traumatic response in their brain.
What are the symptoms of PTSD, and how long does it take for people to usually get it?
Probably about 3 to 6 months it takes for it to develop into PTSD. Some of the symptoms are nightmares, not wanting to be around anything that reminds them of the original trauma, hypervigilance, having all of a sudden a panic attack when the trauma has gotten initiated in the brain, isolation, withdrawal, depression. So as you can see, there's a lot of symptoms that a person can have. In our TRN here in the Northern California area, we really have a heart for the first responders. Many times they're just left off to the wayside and their needs aren't met. But I don't want to, by saying that, say that we aren't wanting to meet the needs of other people. We are.
For a citizen who's been impacted and wants the therapy, they can just go to your website and email?
Yes, for a citizen that wants it or any agency that has people that want it, we're ready.
That was Penny Suhignal, the coordinator of the newly established Northern California Trauma Recovery Network that is providing free therapy sessions to victims of the car fire to help prevent them from developing PTSD. To learn more or to sign up, visit mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.